So since in my trip, my last trip to Spain, I went to this shop where they have all these books about all these saints. And I bought a few of these books. I was asking for some interesting saints speaking from the heart, or just people speaking from the heart, and also other conditions needed to be that need to be like cheap, the book, and like traveling size. So I got a few of those, and one of those is this one, which is about Teresa de Lisieux. How you say Lisieux? And Teresa?
Teresa.
Ah. Teresa de Lisieux. Something like that. And so she only wrote poetry. Actually, her poetry is very, very famous. Like, her poetry, you know, like, in this deep connection with God, is very well known among the Christians, at least. But actually, she only wrote during 4 years, like from when she was 20 till she was 24, when she actually died. She died young. So one of these poems says, there is in this world a very, very wonderful tree. Its root, she says, oh mystery, its roots, oh mystery, is on the sky, or its roots are on the sky, no? Whatever is under its shade never gets ruined. Like, whatever is under the shade of this wonderful tree, which has the roots on the sky, never gets ruined. Like, it doesn't get old, it doesn't pass. And there, in the shade of this tree, without having to be afraid of the storm, there is possible to rest. Like, the name of this amazing tree is love. And its amazing fruit, it's called abandoned, like, let's say, like, surrender. Or this sense of softly letting go or softening. Like, to be in touch with this fruit, with this softening in this life, gives me happiness, says Horace. Therese says. So to get in touch with this softening of myself, like this allowing myself to relax, gives me happiness. And my soul, like, dances. Like, my soul is like playing, you know, playfully dancing in its aroma, in this, in its smell, like smell of this fruit of relaxing, finally. Whenever I touch this fruit, it seems to me that, it seems to me to be a treasure. Like, whenever I'm in touch with this power of, like, letting everything be, it feels that I'm in touch with a treasure. Treasure. And whenever, yeah? Yeah. Answer? Okay. Good. And whenever I bring this fruit into my mouth, then I feel that it's even more sweet. Even more sweet than only touching it. So touching me, that when I touch it is like a treasure, but when I bring this fruit into my mouth, then it's like, it seems like even sweeter than a treasure, like even better than a treasure. Like, I forgot to say, but I feel at this point, I don't need to say that if anything like pops up and you want to say, like it's good, like any question or thing that comes. Like, since, you know, she was from 19th century, so, like, nothing will happen if we wait a little more to read her. She had been, like, sleeping for, like, all these 100 years, so it's no problem, one more day. In this world, this ability to be in touch with the softness brings me just like an ocean of peace. And in this deep peace, I rest always. You know, I rest, like, basically it's like whenever I rest in this deep peace, it feels that is like always, like, you know, like whenever she fell in that place, it feels like eternal place. It does, like, she cannot say, ah, I stayed there 1 minute or half an hour. Like, it, whenever she is there, it feels like, of course, like she had been there always. And there is no other possibility but staying there always, you know. Like, she says, like, only this becoming soft and, like, hugely falling into this trust or this beauty of life, seems to me that only this brings me on the arms of God, of you, she says, of God. And in this feeling of being in the arms of God, I feel very special. Like, I feel like that all my potential is being fulfilled, is being like flower, you know, like it's not, like whenever I am in these arms of God, I feel I'm totally like honest with myself and I'm fully myself, like I'm not cheating myself anymore, like I'm, you know, I'm fully flowered, I'm not missing anything, I'm not like trying to get anywhere. I just feel like this is like, what I am, you know. He says like, I abandon myself to you. And of course, like us all, or many, many mystics say, this to you is referring to my husband. Like, she didn't have husband, but this love, like this beloved, this God, like many people speak of it, like my husband. Like even other mystics, like Saint John of the Cross, I don't know if you ever heard, but Saint John of the Cross also, like, she writes as a woman, and he writes as a woman, even though he is man, and he speaks of his beloved as God, you know, like, so many, many saints, like, express this connection as, like, husband and or beloved. And also, like, husband used to be that which, you know, like, you don't leave, you know, like, used to be, you know, like, now is different, now is like, today yes, tomorrow we'll see, you know. And like this we make collection of rings, you know. But, you know, just that we can try to have this feeling of that you really like, you are really, you are not going to leave that, you know. And says like, so I abandon myself to you. And then I don't wish for, you know, any other person eyes, kind of. I only wish to see your look. And she says like, I want to smile at you and I want to sleep in your heart. But before this sleeping in your heart, again, like, I want to say again that I love you, you know. Like, is this, like, so passionate, like, so alive, you know, like, fun when you are in love. Like, you are there and you don't want to sleep, you know, because it feels like why to lose time, you know, sleeping. Like, you really want to spend every second with that person, and it feels like sleeping will be like going into your own world, and you really want to like be with that person, you know. So you're like trying not to sleep, and because at some point you have to, like, you know, like, you go to sleep. Then, but still this feeling like you wish to say again, like every time, one more time, that I love you, you know, like this. You never want to stop saying that, you know. So this is what is happening to her. They say like a little flower, I feel. And as little flower, I feel like being opening to the sun, you know, to this hugeness of the sun. Like, you are my sun, like the sky sun. And you are my king. Yeah, you are my king. King, yeah. And like, I see you, sun and king, in every little thing, you know. Like, so she's saying like this, you are this amazing, like huge things, like huge words, like sun and king, you know. But the way to experience you, like to be with you, is like through these little things of life, like this whatever form, whatever is around, like in there where I can really drink you, you know. It feels like being in touch with you, like I feel a very, very calm light, like a cool light, like, you know, like not burning light, but very soft, very calm light, like would be like moonlight, something like that. So something that is not burning, but very, very, very soothing. Soothing exists? Soothing. And this, like this very, very calm and cool light is like being pregnant of softness, like it's so soft, like it's like being pregnant with this abandonment, like softness. She says, like, being in that place, like, I don't care if everything, like all the beings in the world abandoned me. I don't care, you know, like, if this happens, I will take it without any complaint, and I will still stay with you, you know, still, like, say yes to this soft place. And he's saying, like, and if you abandoned me to God, like, if you abandoned me, all my treasure, like, I will be without your touch, but still I will keep on smiling at you, you know, like.
Can you say it in Spanish?
Yeah, I could, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's in Spanish, in this book. Will be a little difficult. I can try, but you will laugh so much. That I supposed to know French, you know. But when I was learning French, somehow the last thing I was interested on was into learning anything, so I spent more time outside the class than inside the class, so makes it a little difficult. You know. Yeah. Yeah, like if you abandon me, you my treasure, I will be without your cares, like I will be without your touch, yeah? But still, I will keep on smiling at you, you know. And I feel actually this is, like, very powerful, because usually we, you know, as long as you don't abandon me, I will blah, 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 you know. Mm-hmm. But she's saying, like, she's so much, like, her experience is, like, so deep, like, so, like, clear, that even if he abandons her, she will not doubt that he is, you know, like, kind of saying, like, you know, like, we keep on having experiences and then not having experiences. And then whenever we have experiences, experience, we are sure of that love, you know. If we experience that love, we are sure of that love. And then, yeah, oh my God, this is beautiful, wonderful. I want to live all my life from retreat to retreat experiencing that. And, you know, I will, you know, like, only do that, and I promise, blah, 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 you know. But the moment we stop experiencing love, then it really feels it went away, you know. It really feels like we are left without nothing, you know. And then all we are all doubt, you know. So it will be almost impossible for us in that situation to keep smiling at this love, you know. We smile when we feel there is something to smile, like when we can touch something to smile, you know, too. But whenever we cannot touch this, then we cry, we fall into despair, but it seems like, you know, we cannot smile to something that we don't feel. And she's saying, like, because this experience is much deeper than the feeling, I don't need to feel it to know that you are, you know. Yeah.
when I feel the meditation, like I feel there's some connection inside, then I keep doing. But then I start doing things like eating or eating sweets, and then I do meditation and nothing happens. Like,
yeah. Yes. You know, it feels like it's, what I can say is like it's definitely worth. What is not worth is to plan now what you will do, you know, because you have like 99% chance to be frustrated, you know, because now from being like from this place, for sure, like, we are going to plan a very busy schedule of meditation, you know. We already, like, each of us has a plan already, kind of, you know. And it's like this, for sure, like, 2 hours in the morning, like, before breakfast, then light breakfast, then, you know, relaxed morning, then, you know, like, before lunch, at least 1 hour. This, like, kind of holy life, we really know how to plan, you know. But we go outside and we see this, like, crispy samosa waiting in the door, you know, like, for 3.5 rupees each. And, you know, like, I don't know you, but I will go for the samosa. So this is what happens to us. So it's, you know, in my experience, maybe someone is more like, you know, more kind of German style, like more like... then can manage few months with this, you know, willpower. But I never manage, you know, I really never manage. So it feels though that it's very, very important, like, so not to plan now, but to try to find some way on your days, like, for, so that, like, to play some trick, so that you can, that you make sure that every day have, like, some time to be in touch with yourself, you know? And that could be, like, walking in the forest, or watching the Ganga, or, like, you know, whatever that is for you. It doesn't, you know, it's very, very particular, you know? And And this is like, if you keep this alive, this being in touch with yourself, then from there, like, yes, you cannot leave that behind. Like, from there, meditation happens, you know? Like, you find the time and you feel like, and, you know. But to plan now is a little frustrating, usually. But it's definitely, like, really, really important, this reminding every day of this other possibility, you know. Because otherwise we go carry it up to Varanasi, you know, from here to Varanasi.
Probably worth having some near-style conversation with your mind. Don't make your mind sleep and simply sleep since the most is inside. It's been fixed on.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone has to find, you know, his or her own love and then follow that, you know. Yeah. Like she said that in the beginning, like I spoke about this, well, Santa Teresa spoke about surrender and abandon, and she's saying, if I can speak a little bit more. So like basically my feeling is this, like being in touch with this soft place, you know, like, because it feels to me that the word surrender, somehow like it's little too used, you know. And it's more like this sense of coming in touch with the softness and allowing this to take place in our life, you know. So it's like not to listen that much like the outer call, but the inner call, I would say, something like that, like to this ability to turn in so that we can really listen, you know, what's going on. Yeah. Or abandonment in the sense of like putting all our ideas and thoughts, like, on the table, like, you know, taking the clothes out, kind of, and be open to what is, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. We'll still be able to smile and feel like shit.
No, because like, you know, like, because the problem is that it becomes an idea that I have to smile, and then we go to these ashrams and we see everyone smiling around, you know. And you know that they are cheating many times, so it's like, please, come on, you know. But so this is because it's an idea of, you know, if I call myself like spiritual person, I have to smile and I have to be nice and soft and speak like that, you know. Yeah, that makes me really nervous, you know. Makes me run, you know. I always laugh, like, just little thing, you know. I was in this, like, Thich Nhat Hanh ashram in France, which I really love Thich Nhat Hanh. Like, he's really amazing person. But somehow, like, walking around the ashram, you know, and whenever this bell will ring, you know, and everyone will be singing, like, standing, and then, so, like, suddenly, like, breathing in, you know. Like, there is a whole choreography, like, it's actually like something like, breathing, you know, like, breathing out, you know, like, all this, like, I just couldn't do it, you know, I just couldn't, you know, it's like, I would try to go to the toilet or do something, but definitely I was not going to do that, you know. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I was going there. So, like, usually we think we have to smile, you know. Like, so, but in this situation, with so in this situation, is somehow like that. We are not relying on the feelings anymore, you know. Usually we live relying on the feelings, right? I feel good, good. I feel bad, poor person who live with me, you know. Like, this kind of, everything, as if the whole world turns around my mood, you know. Like, we usually cannot see that the mood is a mood, you know. Like, it's not definite. Like, Rilke says, like, no emotion is final, like, totally clear, right?
Who said that?
Rilke, Rainer Maria Rilke. is someone from... He's an amazing poet, like, from Germany. Yeah, it's really amazing. If you have chance to read something, it's really amazing, you know. Says, like, my dear, like, no emotion is final, kind of. Don't freak out, you know. It's all meant to pass, you know. So in this sense, like, her experience of God, let's say, or her experience of life, like, is something, like, much, much deeper than the feelings. So what she's saying is, like, even if I don't have the pleasure to feel that in my feeling level, I know you are. Like, somewhere, it got registered that, you know, like, somewhere, not in the feelings that come and go, but somewhere much deeper, that got registered. Like, that got clearly, yeah, registered in the cells, you know. Like, no matter what, there is something that knows that. You know, and she's just speaking from that place, you know. Even if I don't have this amazing gift of feeling you today, you know, even if this is not there, I know you are. And this is from a total different place, you know. And from there, not like, I don't feel you, but anyway I will pretend to feel you. No, it's just like, from that place, I know you never moved, you know. You never came, you never went, you never moved, you know. There, you know. This is what we are trying to do, you know. So.
But isn't it also to see the perfection in all? Like, even if God is rendering that everything is always perfect. That's what I think.
Yeah, that would be the same. Yeah, that would be the same, it's the same experience, but we have to always be careful because we are very tricky, and as he was saying, you know, it's very easy to then, like, we have any, like, we have a real problem, kind of, and it's very easy to say, anyway, anything, everything is perfect, you know, like, this saying, kind of, like, yeah, so... Like, what you are saying is true, but we have to really check that it comes from this experience, like, this deep experience, not because you heard that, you know, like, because we know that we are already Buddha, you know? Mm-hmm. That I want to, well, it's like, yes, but, you know, like, here we are, you know? So this kind of, is not enough to know the, how you say, Striviglio? no, like, you know, and there is a song, and then in between there is one line that keeps on repeating.
Chorus.
Yeah. Chorus. Yeah. So it's not enough to know this as the chorus, like to know that in a mental level, but really, really, like, to know that it has nothing to do one with another one, and yet, you know, many times we speak as if they could be switched, you know.
Mm. And how does one get to the point of knowing?
Good. And are you impatient? Are you impatient?
Yeah, sure.
Gosh. Yeah.
Run around and, you know, posting different moods. Yeah. And I'd like to come to this point where I'm not affected, where I'm always in touch with this feeling, this knowledge, this understanding, you know, that eternally I have this connection with God. And if I don't feel it, I still know it's there. I want to feel that. So how does one get to that point? Yeah, that is what.
I think like this, you know. Slowly, slowly, like your ears will be able to listen this whisper. Because now, like, you want to hear, but with loud speakers, and now it's time, like, you know, like, we are in this movement of becoming very, very subtle, so that we can actually hear what this frequency that now we are not able to hear, you know. So, like, just little waiting.
You asked about the appearance of sensation, which today, for example, we practiced the meditation with our own flowing, you know, which
Tonglen?
So this sort of flowing can be felt as sensation, and it can be also very pleasant. And I have this confusion in other teachings about the pleasant sensation, but I thought that now maybe it's tricky, because maybe it's like habit of, this is too pleasant or too good. Maybe that habit is like suppressing the joy in someone, I think.
Suppressing that?
Suppressing the real joy. It's a practice about not judgment, or like it also can be understood, maybe properly. That's what I'm asking. Like overflowing with a sensation, and feeling pleasant sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Then something can be tricky to attach to the pleasant sensation if it's not.
Yeah, so like, are you like, so your question is like, maybe you shouldn't feel like pleasant
yeah,
sensations, or?
Because all of what I find this treatment, the teaching is working with the heart and much more joy and enjoy. From
yeah. Like that doesn't fit what you had up to now.
It's not like don't enjoy, but observe it. Like not be the, I think so. Mm-hmm. Like it's, you know what I mean? Like,
so
don't overflow with the, it's a feeling, or it's, what you're saying, it's deeper than a feeling.
Yeah. But there are practices that actually work with the feeling, and is also very important, because many times, like somehow many times we are not able to be in touch with the feeling. So it's also very important that we know what's going on, and that we allow these feelings, like this pleasure to come, this joy to come. Like it's very important to be in touch with that, you know.
Anyway,
that's
great.
Yeah. So like not to, you know, not to be shy with that, like why not to feel this joy and this, you know, pleasure. It feels very, very important, because that could also lead to many other things, you know.
And to smile
If you like, if it comes, yes. If it doesn't, you can cry also. Good or okay. Is born of
letting go.
Yeah. Yeah. I cannot hear everything, but yeah. I cannot repeat, but maybe. So when this happens, when the feeling goes away, but I still smile, I simply wait. Wait for this feeling to come back, like not like peacefully wait, she's saying. Without stopping my songs to you, you know. I just, so it's not like I'm waiting, like desperately waiting or with nervousness, like you have to come. But the sense of I'm smiling and I'm here waiting in peace, and I never stop this song to you, this repetitive song. and nothing worries me. Nothing disturbs me. Nothing can disturb me. Because my soul knows how to fly like higher than the birds, you know. And she said, I love this line. Like, above the clouds, the sky is always blue. And there, everything is. So like, nothing disturbs me, nothing makes me nervous, or nothing makes me doubt. Because even though I don't feel you, my soul is like, knows how to fly like higher than the birds. And there is like, there, the sky is always blue, you know. There, like, there is nothing to, that pulls me in one direction or other direction. Like, there is obvious that everything is. Okay, I can read in the end. Okay. So peacefully, I wait for this, like, eternal song, like, that I'm able to experience, like, in the little things and everything I touch, like, you know. Like, in everything I find this fruit of love, like this sense of coming back home, like coming back to rest, like somehow like nothing is strange to me, like anything like around, it feels like that it's not strange, like I see that, I know that, I know that. Like the essence of that, I know that that is like same as this body. I feel like any other thing, you know. So this is the poem. I can read. Sorry, I have to read in Spanish. Yeah.
I just wondered, in the times when you don't feel,
yeah.
So, what about the line between you think yourself and I put myself in mind, you know?
What is the line between?
The line between treating yourself makes me believe.
Yeah. But it feels like, but it feels like that when we play these tricks, like we have urgency, like we are not patient, like we want to get it, you know, then we are able to pay whatever, you know, like we want to get it. And we are not, we don't want to wait, we just want to get it, you know. But the other way would be like this, like slowly, slowly we start to understand that nothing is going to give this to us, you know. That, like, the only way is to look inside, you know. So then slowly, slowly we start seeing ourselves, like seeing the stupidity of wanting to get it, you know, and starting to understand that this being like God, like happens, you know, like all the time, you know. So slowly, slowly we it's somehow like slowly, slowly we get to trust ourselves, you know, and we get to turn in when we want to look for that instead of trusting like something else outside, you know. So it's like, but it wants little process of trust, like going from stepping out into stepping in, you know. So like with time we start seeing this stupidity, and then if we see ourselves doing stupid things, we understand that maybe it's not that clever to do it, and then we start finally looking for some other way, you know, instead of repeating the same. Something like that. What? So what you meant? Mm-hmm. I don't hear. So what helps to put you everything in perspective? What is that which helps you? Huh? What is that which helps you?
You want to know the thing.
What you are saying a thing, no?
Yeah.
So what is this? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, but this is good, you know, like, these are good tricks. You know, these tricks, if we are not able to feel, and these tricks helps us to feel, then this is good, you know. But this is like, this is different from what she's saying, but this is what you are saying is good, you know. To feel, if we are not able to feel ourselves and we play these tricks, like to be in touch with our feelings, then this is very important, you know. It's first we need to learn how to be in touch with our feelings. And then we can go beyond the feelings, you know. We cannot just jump, you know, whole universe, you know. So this kind, what you are saying is very important, you know. Like we have to find ways to discover ourselves, and then from here we see what comes, you know. Yeah.
Can I make a little offering on this subject? I had someone say that in order to change your mood, change your state, you can change your physiology. It's like if you're feeling depressed because you feel God has abandoned you, how do you hold yourself when you're depressed? What does your body do when you're depressed? How do you decide or what do you behave?
out and at least kind of physiology of someone who's depressed, for example. One key I've heard to change this, to change the physiology. Maybe, you know, these people in this ashram in France look a little bit plastic, it's kind of, you know. But maybe something like that, changing their physiology actually can be very powerful in changing the state.
Yeah, all these are tricks that are good, but they are tricks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we need them, it's very good to use them and to find also new ones that work for us and keep on like working in that direction. And yeah, good. So it's no time for Spanish. Okay. The poem, yes. Because, like, it's a very stupid name. I think she didn't put the name. So, the abandon, fruit, like, the abandonment, like, this coming back to softness, fruit of delicious love. This is the poem. El abandono. Fruto delicioso del amor. Hay en este mundo un árbol maravilloso. Su raíz, oh misterio, está en los cielos. Nunca a su sombra se lastimará algo. Allí, sin temer la tormenta, se puede descansar. De este inefable árbol, el nombre es amor. Y su fruto deleitable se llama abandono. Su fruto en la vida me da la felicidad. Mi alma se recrea con su divino aroma. Cuando toco este fruto, me parece un tesoro. Al llevarlo a la boca, aún me es más dulce. En este mundo me da un océano de paz. En esta paz profunda descanso para siempre. Solo el abandono me entrega a tus brazos. Él me hace vivir la vida de los elegidos. A ti me abandono, divino esposo mío, y ya no ambiciono sino tu dulce mirada. Quiero sonreírte y dormirme en tu corazón. Quiero todavía repetirte que te amo, Señor. Como la margarita de cáliz amarillo, yo, pequeña florecilla, me entreabro al sol. Mi dulce sol de vida, mi adorable rey, es tu divina presencia, pequeña como yo. El rayo luminoso de su celeste llama hace nacer en mi alma el perfecto abandono. Todas las criaturas me pueden abandonar. Sabré sin queja alguna al lado tuyo morar. Si tú me abandonaras, oh mi divino tesoro, privada de tus caricias, aún seguiré sonriendo. Quiero en paz esperar tu vuelta y no interrumpir jamás mis cánticos de amor. Nada me inquieta, nada me puede turbar. Más alto que la alondra sabe mi alma volar. Por encima de las nubes, el cielo siempre es azul. Y se tocan las riberas donde reinas tú. En paz, espero la gloria de este celeste morada, pues encuentro en todo el dulce fruto del amor.